Hallelujah. 各位长子弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天下午要跟大家一起分享的题目是永远的福音。
And the topic for our study this afternoon is the eternal gospel.
我们会继续来看启示录的第十四章。
Let us continue to study the book of Revelation chapter 14.
我们看十四章的第六节到第七节。
And let's look at chapter 14, verse
6. 十四章第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, every tribe, tongue, and people.
在约翰在灵里面看到十四万四千人之后，约翰就马上看到另外一个异象。
So over here in his vision, after John saw the 144,000 people, he saw another vision again.
到底叫他看到什么呢?
So what did he actually see?
他看了个动态的一个表现。
And he saw a very dramatic scene before him.
他看到有另外一个天使。
John saw another angel flying.
飞在空中。
And this angel was flying in the middle of heaven.
应该是飞得很快。
And he must be flying at a very fast speed.
以很快的速度将这个永远的福音传给地上各族、各国、各方、各民来听。
And that this angel with a rapid speed was spreading the everlasting gospel to every nation, tongue, and tribe.
所以下午我们就以这个永远的福音为题目，跟各位一起来分享勉励。
So therefore, this afternoon, we'll focus on this topic, and that is the eternal gospel.
首先我们来讲讲什么叫做福音。
First, let us look at this word gospel.
我们在报纸上、杂志上、广告上都常常看到很多什么什么福音，癌症的福音、男士的福音、什么什么福音。
And usually in the papers, on the web, in the news around us, we're surrounded with all kinds of gospel, whether it's gospel about men or cancer or different kinds of topic.
福音这个字，这个字义本身呢，英文就是 gospel， 原来就是 good news， 就是好消息的意思。
And in fact, the word gospel, its definition lies in the good news.
我们知道，我们活在这个世上，每天看报纸，没有什么好消息。
And as we know, when we look at the news every day, it often contains bad news.
所以啊，报纸东西越少啊，其实是越好的事情。
So in fact, the less media materials you have with you, in fact, it is a good thing.
有大新闻了，通常都不是好新闻。
Because usually when there is a very big news, it's usually a negative one.
所以有人说，没有新闻就是好新闻了。
So there is a saying that no news is good news indeed.
因为这个世上没有什么好消息可以让我们快乐的。
Because there is really no good news in this whole world that can make you really happy.
但是在圣经当中啊，福音这个字呢，是专门来形容神的救恩，基督耶稣的救恩的形容的。
But however, within the Bible itself, the word gospel, it refers to the good news that Lord Jesus has contained.
只有主耶稣带来这个救恩是值得大家高兴，值得大家来传扬。
Only the good news that Lord Jesus brought with us is worthy for us to preach and to emulate.
我们看罗马书的第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans, chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书第一章第一节。
Romans 1 verse 1, Paul, a servant of Lord Jesus Christ, called to be apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
第二节。
Verse 2, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
这里告诉我们保罗他是被主耶稣差遣去传福音。
So over here, Paul, he's a servant of Lord Jesus, and he was sent out to preach the gospel of God.
这个好消息是从古代的时候，旧约的时候就已经开始预备了。
And that this gospel, this good news, has already been prepared through the prophets of God in the Holy Scriptures.
借着众先知、众仆人所预言的。
And it was being promised and prophesied through all the prophets.
应许耶稣基督要降生，救我们的罪。
And the promise is concerning the Son Jesus Christ, who is going to be born into the world to redeem our sins.
这样我们可以得救，可以有永远的盼望。
So that we can be saved and that we can have this eternal hope.
那我们常常福音这个字啊，在新约里面有很多不同的形容。
So when we look at the word gospel, there are many ways to describe it in the New Testament.
首先呢，这里我们刚刚读过了，这个叫神的福音。
So first, we read about this verse over here. It refers to the gospel of God.
证明这个福音 的来源是从神那边来的。
So it proves that this gospel, the source and origin comes from God himself.
不是从人来的。
It is not from man.
再来我们看使徒行传的二十章。
Then next, let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
二十四节。
Acts 20, verse 24.
使徒行传二十章二十四节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
这里形容福音用另外一个角度，叫做恩惠的福音。
So over here, it describes it from another perspective, and that is the gospel of grace.
什么叫做恩惠的福音呢？
What is the gospel of grace?
就是给你很多恩典。
That is, God is going to endow you with all kinds of grace.
给你很多好处。
A lot of blessings, a lot of benefits.
而给你那一方面呢，那个人呢，或者那个神呢，是没有从你身上得到什么回报的。
And so the person who's the recipient has never received anything of this reward.
社会上有很多所谓的健康食品。
And that in this world, you see many vitamins.
上面写着很多很多非常好的功能。
And all the health benefits and the functions it promises.
好像是福音啊，这个可以吃，这个可以保养你的身体，医好你的病。
It seems like it is a good news because this vitamin can cure you. It can heal you of your sickness.
但是这个东西呢，你要自己花钱买的。
But however, it comes with a price. You need to pay cash for it.
你没有钱，吃不起，就不能吃了。
If you don't have enough cash, you cannot afford to buy this vitamin.
卖给你那个公司呢，是赚你的钱的。
And of course, the company who sell this bottle of vitamin to you is making a profit from you.
没有东西是免费的。
There's nothing that is free in this world.
但是主耶稣的福音就不一样。
But however, the gospel of Christ is different.
他带给我们最大的恩典。
And that he give us the grace that is immeasurable.
灵魂的救恩。
And that is the salvation of your soul.
肉体的平安。
And the peace that's extended to your flesh.
而主却没有从我们身上得到任何的这个利益。
And yet our God, the giver, he has never received any benefit from you.
是免费给你的。
He gives it to you freely.
只要你肯要，就能够接受。
As long as you're willing to receive, you will get it.
再来我们看以弗所书第六章。
And then next, let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
十五节。
Ephesians 6 verse 15.
以弗所书六章十五节。
Ephesians 6, 15. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
这里又形容福音是平安的福音。
Again, here it describes that the gospel is one of peace.
为什么叫平安的福音呢？
Why is it called the gospel of peace?
如果你相信这个福音，接受这个福音，你就有平安了。
Because if you believe in this good news and you receive it, you will receive peace.
你心灵会平安。
Your heart will be filled with peace.
肉体也会平安。
And that your physical being will be at rest.
可能信了主之后，我们没有马上呢变成很有钱，或者是马上很多物质上的财富。
Perhaps once you became a Christian, you may find that you are still the same. You did not become rich overnight.
但是呢，你心里面会觉得很平安。
But there is this infinite peace within your heart.
很多依靠。
You have someone to rely upon.
晚上睡得着。
You can sleep well at night.
把烦恼交给了主。
Because you cast all your anxieties upon the Lord.
这个叫做平安的福音啊。
And that is the kind of peace that the gospel brings.
再来我们看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
二十三节。
Matthew 4, verse 23.
马太福音四章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Now Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people.
这里圣经要形容主耶稣所传的福音是天国的福音。
Here again, the Bible describes that the gospel Jesus preached is the gospel of the kingdom.
为什么形容福音是天国的福音呢？
Why is it that the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom?
就是说，你要进天国的话，一定要接受这个福音。
That is to say, in order for you to enter into the heavenly kingdom, you must receive this gospel.
我们在座都是移民，大部分都是移民来这边的。
And many of us sitting here present, we are mostly immigrants from another country.
为什么要离开自己的国家，移民到加拿大来？
Why do you leave your hometown, your home country, and come to this foreign land?
因为我们相信这个国家是比我们以前的国家好。
Because we believe that this country offers a better standard of living than our previous one.
但是地上有没有绝对好的地方呢？
But however, can you find a true paradise on earth?
来久了就知道， 也其实所谓的最好的地方也是不外如是，也有不好的地方。
And so after you have settled down in this place that you find good, you also realize there is the negative side.
所以以后我们要再移民一次。
So next time, in future, we will once again immigrate another time.
你说还要移民去哪个国家？
Then you ask yourself, which country shall I go now?
我们离开世界那一刻，我们要移民天国。
Because in fact, the moment when you depart from this world, you're going to immigrate from this world to the heavenly kingdom.
在地上几十年很快就过去了。
Because the several decades on earth will just fly by in a blink.
你住在加拿大也是几十年。
Even if you live in Canada, you spend a few decades here.
你住在非洲也是几十年。
And perhaps you live in Africa, you will also live there for several decades.
生活很舒服也是几十年。
Whether you live in comfort, it will be a few 10 years.
生活很贫穷也是几十年。
And you may be in poverty, very poor, and that will also fly by in the decades of years.
人生的目的就是要进天国。
So therefore, the goal of all of us in life is to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这个福音呢，可以让我们找到天国的一个方向跟门路。
And therefore, this gospel it allows the direction for us to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
再来看提摩太前书第一章十一节。
And then let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书一章十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 1:11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust.
这里又形容福音叫荣耀的福音。
Here it describes the gospel as one that is very glorious.
什么叫做荣耀呢?
What is glory?
这是很美好的。
It means something that is radiant.
值得夸口, 值得宣扬的。
And is worthy for you to preach and to share.
这个福音呢, 是带给我们荣耀的。
And that this gospel will bring us glory.
我们今天活在世上, 生活劳劳碌碌, 我们都是平凡人。
And today we are all merely ordinary people living an ordinary life full of toil and labor.
可以说我们在世上有一点点成就，但是也不是什么大不了的大荣耀。
And perhaps we can have a little success in our life, but it's nothing for us to boast about.
劳碌一辈子很快就会过去了。
After you labor and toil for your whole life, life is over.
但是主耶稣为我们预备的是永生天国。 荣耀的这个福气。
But however, the gospel that God has prepared for us is a glorious one.
可以跟神一起同享他的荣耀。
And that this glorious gospel is eternal, something that we can share with God above.
我们可以沾到神的荣耀，你想看多美好啊！
And if you think that you can share this glory of God just a little bit, how wonderful would it be?
你可以想象，如果你今天有机会坐在总统的空军一号飞机上面，你多荣耀。
Just imagine for a moment if you're able to share and sit next to the President of the United States in Air Force One in the air above,
你去,
how great would that be?
你去美国玩，有一个团说可以让你住白宫一晚，哇，不得了，多贵我都付啊。
And if you were to tour the United States, there is a tour package that includes one day overnight at the White House, wouldn't you be so excited?
这个是不可能发生的。
Because it is totally impossible.
但是如果有机会可以沾到总统总理的荣耀，是多好的事情。
But however, if you are just able to share one moment of the glory of the president, wouldn't it be so great?
所以那是政治人物啊, 你要跟他吃饭啊, 钱捐越多就越靠近他。
Because if you were one of the politicians, the more power and money you have, the closer you will get to the top level of power.
捐100块, 可能要很远的, 用望远镜来看到他。 你捐1000万, 啊, 坐在旁边。
Perhaps if you donate $100, you will be sitting in the audience far away. But if you spend, or if you donate $1 million, you'll be next to the president.
但是这是世上的荣耀。
But all these are glory that is to the world.
有没有想说我们将来要在神的旁边跟神一起。 享受他的荣耀啊。So
therefore, think about it. In the future, you will sit next to God and you will share in His glory.
所以听起来啊, 福音真的是很多的好处。
So when we look at the gospel itself, it carries so much benefit.
罗马书的第一章。
And in the book of Romans, chapter 1,
为什么叫荣耀的福音呢?
Why is it called the glorious gospel?
第一章的16节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
16节。
Romans 1, verse 16. Nor am I ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
第17节.
And verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
保罗说, 我不以福音为耻。
Here, Paul claimed that he is not ashamed of the gospel.
为什么有人以福音为耻呢?
Why is it that some people are ashamed of the gospel?
有人觉得说, 为什么要在朋友面前讲耶稣啊?
And why is it that you will want to preach the gospel in front of your friends?
别人信什么, 你不要干涉人家嘛?
Because they should have their right and privacy to whatever religion they want to believe in.
又是加拿大, 谁都不管谁的, 自己有隐私啊, 你为什么要老是讲宗教?
Especially in Canada, in such a free country, everyone has their privacy. Why are you always preaching the good news?
可能也怕说你讲出来,
and perhaps you are fearful of rejection if you were to preach the gospel.
以保罗当时来说, 信福音呢, 是很多的苦难。
But however, for Paul in those days, he faced a lot of obstacles when he was preaching.
没有信耶稣的时候, 是好好的。
Before he was a Christian, he led a good life.
大家都尊重他,
everyone respected him.
信了主耶稣,
but after he became a Christian,
到处要被逼迫,
everywhere was persecution for him.
犹太人很看不起他,
the Jews looked down upon him.
所以啊, 保罗应该是以福音为耻才对的,
so in fact, Paul, he should be ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻,
but then Paul proclaimed that he is not ashamed of the gospel.
我一点都不觉得这个福音是很羞耻的,
nor do I feel that I need to be ashamed of this gospel that I preach.
我还是要讲,
I am still going to speak it out loud.
还是要传,
I am still going to preach it far and wide.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个是神的大能啊,
because it is the power of God.
我传给你是我救你,
if I preach to you because I believe that it will save you.
如果我不讲,
if I do not even speak it out with my mouth, you won't even have the opportunity to hear it.
我讲了,
and if I were to speak it, and yet you reject it, then it is your problem.
但是呢,
but yet, if you are willing to believe, you will save your own soul.
有了这种心态,
so if you have this kind of intention and motivation, then you will not be afraid to preach.
我们常常看到一些病人啊, 病得快要死了, 我们都有那种怜悯的心肠。
And very often we are moved by compassion when we see those who are ill and sick.
如果你可以知道说, 给他吃点什么, 他可以马上好的, 应该是你会很远, 或者是很辛苦, 都要拿给他吃的。
So if you think that there are certain kind of food that will make him feel better, you will go far and wide just to buy that food for him.
但是如果一个人的灵魂, 他不像那个死亡,
but yet, if a person's soul is getting close to death,
难道我们不想救他们吗?
So don't you think you will want to reach your hand out to save him?
所以我们这个福音真的是会给人家带来很多的好处。
So we must believe that this gospel will bring great benefits to those who believe.
我们要马上常常去传。
We must always preach it so that we can save their souls.
那么看回来这个启示录第十四章,
then let's all turn back to Revelation chapter 14,
第六节,
verse 6.
这里说有另外一位天使, 到底是指谁呢?
So here, John saw another angel, and who is this angel?
天使啊, 原文啊, 就是 angel, 就是 messenger, 就是奉差遣的意思。
And in the original text, the word angel means a messenger, someone who is sent.
所以我们不要说一看到天使就想象是一定有两个翅膀啊，飞来飞去那一种。
So don't think that the angel is just narrowly described as a being with two wings.
任何人被神差遣啊，都是使者，都是可以说是 angel 这个字啊。
And anyone who is sent by God, they are messengers and they can be claimed as angels.
但是这里说另外一位天使就是另外的了。
But here it says that it is another angel, someone that is out there.
不是普通的那些天使在神面前侍奉的那一些。
And it's not just the ordinary angels who serve around God.
这个天使啊, 是整体预表, 整体的真教会来说的。
And over here, this angel, it refers to the entire body of Christ, the church.
因为在末世啊, 主耶稣的来了审判的日子很近啊。
Because in the last days, our God is very near to judge this world.
虽然全球全地啊, 已经很多基督教了, 很多基督徒了,
even though there are many Christians around the whole globe,
但是很多很多啊, 这个道理上啊, 是不完全,
but yet still, a lot of the times, the doctrines they preach is not complete.
也有很多地方啊, 甚至连耶稣的名字也没有听过的,
and then there are still a lot of regions when they have never even heard the name of Jesus.
所以在末后啊, 这位天使啊, 这个使者, 这是真教会, 要负起这个使命, 要在末世要传扬福音。
So therefore, in the last days, the true church will have to bear this responsibility to preach the good news to the entire world.
怎么传呢?
How do we preach it?
这里说啊, 是要飞在空中啊。
Here it says that we must fly in the midst of heaven.
为什么要飞在空中啊?
And why must we fly?
啊, 我们知道走路, 你跑得再快也是有限。
And as we know, even though you may walk very fast, the distance that you can cover is still very limited.
那么这个车子啊，开太快啊，也是顶多是300多公里，就不能再快了。
And even for the car, if it were to drive at its top speed, it can only cover a certain distance as well.
用飞的就不一样，用飞的会快很多。
But however, if you were to fly in the sky, then that is something different.
这里应该是形容啊，在末世最后的关头的时候啊，应该用。传福音的方法，传福音的速度啊，应该比以前的更快。
So here it is describing at the last critical time in the last days, the speed of spreading the gospel will be very rapid.
我们知道以前呢，在我们真教会的开始90多年前，传福音呢也是用口传的比较多。
And as we know, in the early history of our church, about 90 some years ago, most of the time the preaching was by the passing of the lips.
那个时候要人到那个地方才能办法在那边传福音。
And during those days, it is limited to regions because the preacher has to get to that place in order to preach the gospel.
后来呢，有文宣的产品。
Then later on, there are literary ministry.
可是有一些地方啊，是透过一本圣灵报。一本书啊，在那边接受了福音，再派人家去的。
So we find that there are certain places, certain countries, just by a flyer or a tract or a booklet, then they receive the gospel, and then preachers were sent there.
但是在末后，这个最靠近世界末日的时候
，But however, when we come to the last days, the days that's drawing very close,
这个福音的速度啊，会快得不得了。
That the preaching of the gospel will be so fast that it is amazing.
甚至要用以前没有用过的媒体，以前没有用过的方法，可以把福音传得很快。
And it will make use of technology that was never present before in order to spread this gospel far and wide.
当然可以形容了。天使在空中飞，在灵里面也是神的动工很快啊。
So it is also being described over here in the spiritual realm. It seems as if all the angels are flying so fast in the sky to preach the gospel.
我们现在怎么形容这个时代呢
？So how do we describe the present age we are in？
我们现在这个叫资讯的时代啊 ，information age。
As we know, we all live in this information age.
我们每一个人每天的资讯都接触得很快。
And every day we are bombarded with new information and new knowledge every day.
那福音的传播呢，也跟传统的方法呢有所不一样了。
So in the same way, when it comes to the broadcasting of the good news, it takes on a different level.
当然，我们还是要透过人传人啊，人跟人家见证。
Of course, there is still this personal way of preaching one to one.
啊，但是也没有想过现在。近十年了，福音传播的方法已经有点改变了。
So, but have you ever noticed that in the last decade, the preaching and spreading of the gospel has taken on a new dimension?
啊，不晓得大家对我们教会的这个网站呢、啊，我们教会的这个 internet 的这个事工啊，了解多少？
But so therefore, when we look into the website of our True Jesus Church, I'm not sure how many of you have visited it.
我们教会啊，花了很多的金钱啊。在投资在这个网络的施工。
So you can see that our church has spent a lot of funding in terms of the mass media in the internet.
真的是透过网络资讯啊，真的有好像快到空中啊都可以接受的福音的样子。
Because through the internet and the World Wide Web, it seems as if you are just preaching the gospel in a blink, in an instant.
这个是我们教会的啊联总的这个 website 啊这个网站。
So on the screen, you will see that this is the website of our church.
上面呢、啊、可以说很多教会的资讯呢、啊、都有。
So within the website, you'll find a lot of information about all churches all around the world.
以前要听道理啊，还要去教会拷一片 CD， 然后也是借一个录音带回家慢慢听啊。
And in the past, you need to go to the church library to borrow a CD so you can go home, download it, and then listen it.
现在我们教会所有的这个很多的这个讲道啊、讲习会啊，都在放在网上。
But now we have uploaded all the materials from all the different seminars and services onto the website.
英文的、中文的都有。
So if you go into the e-library, there is English version, there's the Chinese version.
有看的，有听的。
There are videos and there are audio media for you to listen to.
也有杂志。
And there's magazines.
甚至圣灵月刊，通通都有。
And even the Holy Spirit Monthly is uploaded.
这是我们另外教会的给外边。外面用，就是宣教用的这个 website。
And then here you see on the screen another website that is more for evangelical use。
我们教会啊的这个网站呢、啊，很多世界各地的一些朋友们呢、啊、都有上去看过，都有给我们 feedback 啊。
And then you see that on our church website we receive a lot of feedback from people all around the world。
我们教会怎么传到刚果的呢？
So how do we preach to Congo in Africa?
我们不是先派人家去在那边开教会的。
We did not first send a preacher there to pioneer the gospel over there.
是他们先看到我们的网站。
But in fact, they are the ones who saw our website first.
查考我们的教义。
Then they study our doctrines and teachings.
发觉跟圣经真的是一模一样。
Then they realize that it's very close to the Bible.
跟我们通信了好几年。
And then they correspond with us through letters for a few years.
连总在派工人去开拓去传福音了。
Then the IA was sent workers over there to pioneer the gospel.
可以说现在有一些地方，因为语言或是东欧、东亚，但是很多地方都跟我们教会联络。And
then we see that now there's a lot of regions such as East Europe or East or East Asia, they also start to write to us.
有讲西班牙文的，还有其他语文的都有。
And people who speak Spanish or foreign languages.
为什么在空中呢？
So why is it being described as in the air?
你想看到，现在，从空中有资讯吗？
So can you imagine information flying through the air?
有啦，现在的网络都不用线的，都无线的。
But in fact, that's what's happening now. Everything is wireless. There's even no wires hanging in the air anymore.
你有一个电话，你就可以上网了。
With a phone, you can go on the internet.
你有一个电话，你就可以去找资料了。
Just with your cell phone, you can find information you need.
你要听道理，随时都可以。And
you can listen to sermons anytime, 24/7.
很远地方的人没有机会接触的，要了解真耶稣教会，上网就可以看到。
And even for people who live so far away, if they want to come to know about our church, they can just go onto the internet.
所以这个资讯爆炸的时代。
So therefore, during this explosion of information in the age we're living in,
我们要赶紧用各种的媒体把这个福音传扬出去。
We must move very fast so that we can preach the good news through all kinds of media.
我们看但以理书第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
但以理书的第十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
第四节。
Daniel chapter 12. 第四节。
Verse 4.
但以理书十二章第四节。 Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
我们怎么知道现在已经世界末日快到了？
So how do we know the end of times have come?
末时是什么时候呢？
What does it mean, the time of the end?
可以说末时有两个特点。
So here it says that there are two characteristics when we come to the time of the end.
第一，人心不断地在研究学问。
So here it says that the heart of man is always constantly studying knowledge.
现在图书馆的书有多少，看不完。
And there are so many books in the library, you cannot even finish your lifetime reading them.
100年前，每一个学科有那么多书吗？
And 100 years ago, are there that many books?
可能几本就读完了。
Perhaps there's only a few, and you can just finish them up fast.
现在你一个学科里面拿到博士都可能念几千本书也念不完。
But now, even with just within just one discipline, in order for you to get your PhD, you have to study thousands of books.
另外，知识要增长。
And then next, knowledge shall increase.
知识会变得太多，处理不完了。
There will be so much knowledge you don't even know how to organize your information.
我们看看我们的电脑就知道了。
Just look at your computer, you will know.
我们知道我们的电脑可以装多少的东西啊。
Do you know how much memory your computer can contain?
随便一台电脑都几百个gigabyte。
Because now, even a simple computer has a few gigabytes.
里面可以装几万本书的东西。
And it can contain thousands upon thousands of audiobooks or any books you want.
现在人很喜欢拍照，因为digital camera。
Nowadays, everyone loves to take photos because of digital cameras.
拼命拍啊。
And they take to their heart's content.
我也是啊，有一阵子拼命拍。
And it happens to me once too. I was going around crazy with my camera.
但是后来发觉也不对，拍那么多都没有时间看。
Then later I found that something is missing because I have never the time to see them all.
多到照片多到不知道自己拍了什么。
I have so many photos. I don't even know what I have taken.
所以现在有人说这个美国的这个 Congress，美国的国会图书馆到底有多大？
So now even people were wondering what is the Library of Congress of the U.S. How big is it?
美国国会的图书馆大概有2000万本书。
And so when you look at the U.S. Library of Congress, it has about 200 millions of books.
如果你把它放到电脑的一个档案里面，哦，
If you were to contain all this data into the computer and to try to organize them,
就是大概有2万个gigabyte的东西啊。
It's about 20,000 gigabytes.
因为他们叫 20 terabytes 了。
They call it 20 terabytes.
一个 terabyte 等于1000个gigabyte。
which means that 1 terabyte equals to 10 gigabytes.
2万 gigabyte 没有很多啊。
So it's not that much, really.
对不对？你现在买一个 hard drive 都可以500了，还是1000了。Because
even a hard drive is about 500 or 1000 gigabytes.
你随便一个，你的房间就可以把国会图书馆里面所有东西都放进去了。You
just need to have a small space in your room. You can contain all the materials of the U.S. Library of Congress.
但是你看得完吗？
But then, do you have the time to read them all?
现在的人都不用delete东西了。
And nowadays, people don't even need to delete any materials because there's too much storage space for you to contain everything.
十几年前刚用email的时候,
and I remember several years ago when I first started using the email.
在大学还要去那个computer,那个电脑department。
And when I was still in the university, I still have to go to the computer department.
上完email,看完马上delete,怕说没有位置。
And after I finish the email or use the computer, I must delete my material because there's not enough memory to contain it.
现在东西太大了,
but now there is no need for you to delete it because there's more than enough storage for you to use.
人的知识啊,
so knowledge of man is increasing so fast.
但是这不代表人越来越有智慧。
But that really does not mean that man is becoming more and more wise.
世界的知识增长了，但是属灵的知识却缺乏了。
Even though the worldly knowledge has expanded, but the spiritual knowledge has not. So therefore, we must all return back to the most precious knowledge, and that is the eternal gospel. Because you can never finish reading all the books in the world. Even though you may not eat or drink, and if you were to close yourself up in the library for 10 years, you still were not able to finish it. But there is one book that you must read it all the time. That is the Word of God. So now let's turn back to Revelation 14. So here verse 6 says that it is the everlasting gospel. Why is it everlasting? There are 3 points for us to share and to study.
因为神的福音是关乎人生命的永远。
First, because the gospel of God, it refers to the eternal salvation of man's soul.
我们人一生的事情，我们在不断地为自己规划。
Because as men and women, we often have many plans and scheduling of our lives.
你为儿女给他们教育。
You plan for the education of your children.
希望他们有个好的将来。
You hope that they can have a bright future.
但是他们的将来也是几十年呢。
But their future is also just a few decades.
我们很努力地工作赚钱。
Perhaps we work very fast, very hard, so that we can earn a lot of money.
存点钱啊，让我们可以早点退休。So
that we can accumulate enough savings, then we can retire earlier.
这个也是我们的计划。That's
also one of our life plans.
但是这个都是未来30年、40年、50年的事情而已。But
still, they are in the future, maybe 30, 40 years later.
但是人都要为这三五十年的事情很努力的计划。But
yet, within the short span of life we have, we still have to plan very clearly our life.
但是人常常忘记了为最重要的事情来规划。But
very often, we fall short of the most important plan in life.
就是为自己的永远来规划。That
is to plan for your eternal life.
我们看传道书第3章。
And let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第3章第11节。
3章11节，Chapter 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to the end.
所以说神造万物。
Here says that God made everything.
造我们的时候，把一个东西放在我们的观念里头。
And he has put something in our heart.
就是永远这个观念。
And that he has put this principle of eternity in our heart.
奇怪, 人用到的东西, 摸到的东西, 吃到的东西, 住得到的房子, 都没有是永远的。
So it seems strange that everything that we touch, we see, or that we eat, nothing of this lasts forever.
像新房子, 住几年就变旧房子了。
Look at the new house you live in today. A few years later, it becomes old.
年轻人过几十年就变老人了。
And today you are young, but tomorrow you become old.
有什么东西可以是永远的呢？
So is there anything that you perceive in this world that will last forever?
神很奇妙, 就把永远这个观念放在人的这个心里面。
But yet our God, he is so amazing. He put this eternity, this value in our heart.
要我们在今生过了之后要找到永远的出路。
So that there is this thirst in us that as we live in this life, we want to seek for a future for us.
我们要为自己的永远的打算一下。
So therefore, you must plan for your future.
永远的定义就是它不会结束的了。
And you must plan for eternity because eternity is something that will last forever. It never ends.
没有办法回头的了。
You can never turn back.
在进到永远之前。
So before you enter into eternity,
接受这个永远的福音。
You must first receive this eternal gospel.
给我们永远的生命。
So that it can give us eternal life.
因为神的爱是永远的。
Because the love of God is eternal.
我们看这个耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah 31.
第三节。
Jeremiah 31 verse 1.
耶利米书三十一章第三节。
Jeremiah 31.Verse 1. At the same time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
第三节, huh?
Verse 3. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
永远的爱,神的爱就是永远的爱。
Here it says that God loves us with an everlasting love.
人的爱都很短暂。
And in fact, the love of mankind is very limited.
你漂亮，我爱你。
It's conditional because you're pretty, therefore I love you.
你变丑了，我要考虑一下。
And when you become ugly, I have to think twice.
你环境很好，我爱你。
And I love you now because you have such a good upbringing.
你破产了，我也要考虑一下，要不要再爱你。
But now that you are bankrupt, I have to think twice.
那神的爱呢，就不一样。
But the love of God is different.
是永远的爱。
It is an eternal love.
所以这个永远的福音呢？
So, this eternal gospel.
第二，为什么叫永远的福音呢？
So why is it called the eternal gospel?
因为福音永远不会改变。
Because the gospel never changed.
我们看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
一百一十九篇。
Psalms 119.
第八十九节。
Psalms 119, verse 89.
诗篇一百一十九篇八十九节。
Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
神的话安定在天。
The word of God is settled in heaven.
神的话呢，不需要不停的改变。
The word of God never need to change.
人的话呢，不断要修，不断要修改。
But yet, the word of man is always going through changes.
你看我们现在教科书啊，学校的书啊，一年就改版一次。
You look at the editions of all the books in school. Every year, there is a new edition being published.
一百多块一本。
And $100 it costs for just one book.
你明年卖给人，那大家不要了。新版的，还买你的那个。
Next year, when you sell it to someone else, no one wants it because it's an old edition.
人的东西会改变。
So the publication of the world keeps changing.
神的话不改变。
But the word of God never changed.
两千年前使徒时代的福音。
So this is the word that exists 2,000 years ago during the apostles' time.
两千年前使徒他们怎么传？
So this was how the apostles preached 2,000 years ago.
两千年前怎么洗礼？
So 2,000 years ago, that was how they baptized.
现在也应该怎么洗礼？
And that is how we baptize today.
两千年前得圣灵是怎么样的？
And 2,000 years ago, how did they receive the Holy Spirit?
现在得圣灵应该也是怎么样的？
And this is how we receive the Holy Spirit right today.
福音不应该改变的。
So the gospel has never need to change.
如果改变了，这不是福音了。
And therefore, if you change the gospel, it is no longer the gospel.
加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
加拉太书第一章第六节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
第七节。
Verse 7, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
这里保罗讲得很清楚。
So here, Paul claim it very clearly.
他告诉加拉太信徒啊。
And he told the members in the Galatian church,
为什么你们那么快改变呢？
Why is it that you change so fast?
什么改变？
And what have you changed?
因为有人啊，去传别的福音给他们。
Because someone has been preaching a different gospel to the Galatians.
跟保罗以前他们传的不一样。
And it is totally different from the gospel that Paul preached.
这个就不是福音了。
And that is a different gospel.
所以福音是不能改变的。
So therefore, you cannot change or pervert the gospel of Christ.
所以这个福音呢是永远的。
So therefore, this gospel is everlasting.
还有第三点，这个福音是永远有效。
And the third point is that this everlasting gospel has everlasting benefits.
我们看希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
二十三节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23, and there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing.
继续,
verse 24, but he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
25节,
verse 25, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them.
我们这一节圣经我觉得很宝贵啊。
So this is a very precious verse for us today.
今天主耶稣给我们带来这个福音是永远的。
Because today, the gospel that Lord Jesus has given us is eternal.
以前旧约的时候呢, 那些大祭司啊, 没几年就换一个了。
In the old days, in the Old Testament times, the high priest keep changing over and over.
因为要很老才能够当了大祭司。
Because you must be pretty old in order for you to carry priesthood.
当了没几年，有人就离世了，就换人了。
And after a few years of being the high priest, you die and someone take your place.
所以他的职任呢，不能很长久。
So therefore, their responsibility or duties cannot be carried on for too long.
但主耶稣不一样。
But Lord Jesus is different.
他虽然钉了十字架,
he is crucified on the cross.
但是他活过来,
and then he resurrected from the cross.
升天,
and then he ascended to heaven.
对,说永远长存,
here it says that Jesus Christ continues forever.
拯救我们到底,
and that he will save us right to the end.
所以他的福音永远有效,
so therefore, his gospel carries everlasting benefit.
我们这个福音是不是很宝贵呢?
So isn't the gospel very precious
有没有想过,
for us? Have you ever thought about it?
全球60多亿人,
that in this whole entire globe of over 6 billion people,
主耶稣已经拣选了你跟我, 进到这个福音的里面,
yet Lord Jesus has chosen both you and me to enter into this gospel today.
不是我们比较好,
it's not because we're better than others,
是主爱我们,
but because our Lord Jesus loves us very much.
我们也应该把这个福音告诉我们身边的人,
so all the more we must share this gospel, this good news with people around us.
明天我们有慕道者的这个联谊会,
and tomorrow we will have the evangelical fellowship.
我们想想看有什么朋友可以邀请呢?
So let's think and look around the people around you, the friends you can invite.
下个月有灵恩布道大会,
and next month we have the evangelical services.
我们可以请什么朋友来听福音呢?
And who are the friends that you can invite to come and listen?
这个是永远的福音,
this is the everlasting gospel.
我们就是那个天使,
and that we are that angel.
因为我们到处飞啊, 传得很快,
because we are flying everywhere and we are able to preach far and wide.
我们不能慢慢这个爬呢?
You cannot crawl on your feet anymore.
现在就飞的了。
Now you have to spread your wings and fly.
为什么?
Why?
因为时间不多了。
Because we are running out of time.
启示录第14章。
Let's look at Revelation 14.
第七节, huh?
Verse 7.
第七节。
Revelation 14, verse 7. The angel saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water."
福音的要传得很快, 为什么?
Why is it that the everlasting gospel is going to preach so fast?
因为神施行审判的时候已经到了。
Because the hour of God's judgment has come.
神审判就不是开玩笑了。
And when God is ready to judge us, it is a very serious matter.
现在天下太平, 大家不觉得有什么危险。
Now that we are living in such a peaceful time, you don't sense any danger.
但是我们知道, 启示录所有的这个预言, 所有的预表都是慢慢的应验了。
But yet we are seeing that all the prophecies in the book of Revelation is coming alive before us.
像我们刚刚看的但以理书, 知识往来, 知识增长, 你看现在我们就是知识增长的时候了。
Just like the book of Daniel that we see the prophecy he made about knowledge increasing, and that is what is happening around us today.
就在末时了, 审判快来了。
Which is to tell us that we are in the last days and the hour of judgment is coming.
所以不能用爬的, 也不能用走的, 要飞啊, 要去赶快传福音。
So therefore, you cannot crawl anymore, you cannot walk anymore, but you must spread your wings and take flight.
最后还要以为很多机会, 等我以后有空我再来信。
Don't think that you have any time left so that you can wait when you have the free time to come to believe.
以后有没有机会也不知道。
Because whether you will have such a time or not in the future is up to you to know.
今天有机会就要把握了。
So you must make hold of today.
应当敬拜神。
And that you must worship God.
应当荣耀神啊。
You must fear God and give glory to him.
讲完这个福音不久呢, 第八节啊, 这个巴比伦就倾倒了。
Because after this gospel is being preached and shared, in verse 8, we see that Babylon is fallen.
很快的，这个福音传一段很短的时间，飞得很快，但是之后就没有机会传了。
And that it's going to be happening so fast that this everlasting gospel is preaching in a rapid moment, and then Babylon will fall.
那我顺便讲一讲第六节最后一句啊，说要传给各国、各族、各方、各民。
And let's also look at the end of verse 6, where it says that we must preach to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
像我们这一所教会啊，现在传了40几、50几个国家。
And now the True Jesus Church, we have spread and preached the gospel to about 40, 50 countries.
我们也有很多不同的语言、不同的种族的人都来信。
And there are also many people of different tongues and languages who came to believe.
光是我们温哥华就好了。
Just look at our Vancouver church.
虽然大部分我们都是华人啊。
Even though majority of us are Chinese people.
但是真教会呢？不是一个华人教会。
But yet the True Jesus Church, the True Church is not a Chinese church.
就是不是说只有华人才可以来。
It does not mean that only the Chinese have the privilege to come to attend.
各国各族各民各方都可以来。
But in fact, the True Church, the True Jesus Church is open to all nation, tribe, and tongue.
我们教会真的很感谢神。
So indeed, we praise and thank God.
温哥华教会有印度人。
That in our Vancouver church, we have Indian members.
可能比较少来，但是有洗礼的。
And that they are baptized.
有阿富汗人
and that we have a member from Afghanistan
有菲律宾信徒
and we have member from Philippines
当然很多华人呢也是从不同地方来的
and of course we have many Chinese from different countries
现在可能其他种族的还不是很多
and perhaps now there are not so many members from other races
但是我们的下一代我们的语文还有我们的接触面广了
But however, when our next generation, with their language abilities, they are able to have more social network.
中文一定是要保留住的。
And of course, you will retain your mother tongue.
再来用别的语言传给不同的人。
Then next, you will use other foreign languages to preach to other people.
像我们菲律宾信徒又用菲律宾话传给他的同乡。
And just like our Filipino member who can use their native language, to preach to their friends.
印度的、阿富汗的、波斯话很多都可以用。
And even those members from India and from Afghanistan. They can use Farsi to preach to other members.
所以这个时候啊，就是各族各民各方都要听到福音的时候。
And so therefore, this is the moment, the time when every single soul in all nation and tribe is able to hear the everlasting gospel.
你准备好去传扬这个永远的福音没有？
So are you ready and prepared to preach this gospel?
我们唱诗。
So let's sing hymn.
141首。
141.